So glad Sikkim 365 made the decision to hire these guys, and I'm so glad we subscribed to the website. A sincere thank you for your effort each day. Another outstanding show. Thank you, Nate, and your wife in Hewitt. We're now joined by Max Olson, The Athletic. And Max, there's so many questions. I just put up a simple poll just a minute ago, about an hour ago, that said your thoughts about confidence in the season being played very high or none. And very high has an advantage, and there's some of the responses as well. You're trying to get the responses from coaches. You've heard from a lot of them. What is your feeling on what they think?
I mean, I think just how college athletics run. I think that the reality is, and you'll see lots of people throw out lots of different ideas, because right now that's what's going on. Administrators throughout the country are trying to talk through what are all the different scenarios. But I think we all know that, I believe there will be a college football season. I don't know when that season will be. I don't know if it'll be in the fall or the spring or winter or whatever. But I believe there will be a college football season, because if there isn't a college football season, it's just absolutely devastating to all college athletic departments across the country. So they are incredibly invested, I think, in finding a way. Now, look, it's hard for any of us to sit here and forecast how things are going to look in August and beyond. It's just impossible right now. So you're hopeful that the conditions improve. I think certainly there's a lot of check marks that have to happen before then. I think we have to have widespread access to testing and faster testing and a really good sense of just how many people have COVID-19 by that point. But there's a lot of things that, as a country, that have to improve. But I'm a firm believer that they are going to find some way, if it's a reduced season or whatever it may be, they're going to try to find a way to play some games. And clearly you hear from ADs, they want to play games with fans in the stands.
John Sharp put out a scenario yesterday, the chancellor at Texas A&M, where they play a full season and just start it in October and deal with everything else that comes with it right after that. Do you think that one, any full season scenario, would go over any partial season scenario?
Yeah, I get that trying to throw up those kind of ideas, and I believe he said that the SEC and all them have backed it up. To me, it's all just speculative at this point. I mean, none of us have a crystal ball on just what the conditions will be. And I think I heard Chip Kelly say today, I think this is a really good point, that ultimately this is going to come down to the government too, because even if the NCAA says, hey, we're getting back to action here, we're going to start this college football season on this date. Chip Kelly knows that in his state, Gavin Newsom could just say, no, that's not happening, and it's not happening. So it's going to take a lot of collaboration from some very high-level people to actually clear the way for this stuff. But, yeah, the short season versus the full season, I think, is a fascinating problem. And like I said, sort of speaks to the desperation to make something happen. And, I saw one proposal of, they can play out a short season with no postseason. I don't think we're going to have a world where there's no postseason either. So there's a lot of complex problems you got to kind of work out in trying to, come up with some shortened version of this.
Max, who do you think had the worst week or last week or two in terms of negative headlines, Mike Gundy or Mike Leach?
I would, that's a great question. I would say Mike Gundy. And I hope that, I have no doubt that Mike Gundy's, reaction to the backlash on that is that, that he's right and everybody's wrong and all that. But I would hope that he'd listen to some folks and listen to his own university, which kind of pushed back very quickly against what he had to say. And look, I appreciate these coaches. Anytime they, want to do a teleconference and want to try and talk to the media and the public and get their thoughts out there, I appreciate them taking the time to do that. But, you got to do your research and you got to be responsible, with what you say and how prepared you are for those deals. Because as many people have pointed out, Mike Gundy is one of the highest paid people in public workers in the state of Oklahoma there. So there's a lot of people that are listening to him and taking the cues from him. And if you're putting misinformation out there, I think that's dangerous.
It is dangerous. And yet we want people to be honest. And then there's times when you're like, maybe not that honest.
Right. Mm-hmm. Look, I mean, yeah, and I thought it was funny that, he can sort of wrap everything he had to say around, hey, this is just my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion. And that's totally true. I get that. But You know, at the same time, I think it's not that hard of a thing to, like, you know, be responsible and respectful in terms of how you approach this stuff and do your research. And I think Mike Gundy just probably, like a lot of us, was probably a little stir crazy from being, you know, isolated for so long and had a lot of things on his mind. And I would think he learned from the backlash the other day for sure.
All right, let me throw this in there before, Paul, your question, or Craig. Darren Revelle, 72% of Americans say they would not attend a game before a coronavirus vaccine was available. This according to Hall Sports poll just released among sports fans. The poll found that 61% of them said they would not attend. That's higher than I thought, but again, that's also, you know, we don't know the cross-section there. Is that about what you think, Max?
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious what you guys think. Like, do you buy that? Like, just you think about your own, you know, the fan base there in Waco. Like, do you think fans feel that way?
Man, it's hard to tell right now. It's hard. It's actually really hard to tell because there's so many people that are gung-ho, but it feels like for every gung-ho person, there's somebody who is to the extreme, the opposite direction, you know? I almost feel like it would be half, you know? It's about 50-50 at this point.
Here's a poll that I put up, and this is not about really that, but in a way, this might help. What is your confidence there will be a college football season, a full college football season? 400 votes so far. 56.6 say very high, 43.4 say none. So that would lean towards people thinking there's a season, and if there's a season, I guess they would think that maybe about 55 or 60% might actually perhaps attend the game. Paul?
Well, I'll tell you what. Like, so, you know, I'm up here in Nebraska. We actually don't have a shelter-in-place order here. So, like, I was able to go over to the grocery store and go over to Target today, and, like, I'm certainly a little bit uncomfortable in doing that and hope, you know, trying to keep some distance from people. You know, you do see a lot of people wearing masks and stuff like that, and that's great. But even just in some of those settings, it makes you a little nervous. The idea of 50,000 or 90,000 people, you know, being packed together in a stadium right now is obviously a terrible idea, right? It's very obviously a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. And so certainly a lot has got to change between now and September for us to get to a point where anybody's comfortable with that. And I just can't see a way where we're keeping, you know, 6 feet apart from each other, you know, in a stadium or an arena or anything like that. So I really am hopeful that, you know, we get to a point where we can, you know, flatten the curve enough that people are comfortable with that idea. But if anyone says they're not right now, like, totally get that.
Yeah, that's why I think that they wouldn't do it until they can do a full stadium, because it would just be too many logistical nightmares for them. And then it's either empty stadiums or full stadiums and full go, because, I mean, what would the logistical nightmare of, okay, we're only going to sell, you know, 40,000 tickets instead of 90,000 tickets, but all those people have to sit 6 feet apart. I mean, that's a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, and not to mention, you know, in putting on a public event like that, I mean, if there's an outbreak of COVID-19 at your sporting event, aren't you pretty liable for putting that on? I mean, I think that's something that has to concern a lot of administrators and probably a lot of city officials too. So, yeah, I don't really know how that works. It's funny that, you know, you guys remember back to Kansas City here, where we were all sort of like trying to talk ourselves into this idea that it would work just fine for the Big 12 tournament until things took a turn with the NCAA and with the NBA and all that. But, like, I don't know. I have a hard time picturing, you know, a college football game where there's only 250 people in the whole building, you know?
Absolutely. That was the weirdest 27-hour trip to Kansas City I've ever been a part of. That was wild. Max, it's been a little while since you wrote this piece, but we talked to Mac Rhodes a couple of days ago. You wrote this for The Athletic about 3 weeks ago, talking to him about the dreams and hopes that they had for the rest of this spring semester. And you had both basketball teams very highly rated. Baseball was looking pretty good, et cetera. We could kind of sense some of the pain in his voice and also the concern, because he's got this athletic department to worry about now. But how much were you able to glean just the disappointment and, you know, sadness, if you will, from Mac Rhodes on what if with his spring sports calendar?
Yeah, it was, you know, certainly in talking to Mac Rhodes on the day this was all going down, I was just certainly impressed by his leadership. And, like, even on that day when we were talking about it, he felt like he already had a good sense that he felt like there'd be momentum for the spring sports to get a waiver. And he felt that day like there would not be momentum at all for the winter sports together. So, like, he already kind of knew where the wind was blowing on this stuff as it was all kind of, before the dust even really settled. So it shows you what kind of leader Baylor has in a guy that, first of all, definitely knows how to say all the right things and strike the right tone in approaching this stuff. But yeah, absolutely. The disappointment is inevitable, and it's brutal for Baylor and for those winter sports teams. You wish you could do something for them. You wish you could give them that chance to play for a championship and all that. And clearly, Mark Emmert and the NCAA and everybody felt like the championships were a super important thing, but it's just remarkable how quickly things changed while you guys were there. And it's such a bummer. It's a really interesting what if this college basketball season, and just really sad that it ended the way it did.
Paul, anything else? Max, you reached out to me. It's been about 2 weeks before really we knew anything of what was going on, and I'll never forget that. Thank you very much for being loyal. You were a part of the shows with us and Craig before, and you know what? We appreciate it. We can't wait to have you on every Thursday to talk college football and talk hopefully at some point down the road everyone's safe or at least better, and then we can discuss football itself. Thanks for your time.
Well, Smokey, this is I can tell you guys have clearly gone with the all-star list of guests this week, so I'm honored to even make the cut.
Glad to have you, man. Really glad to have you.
Thank you, buddy. That's Max Olson, hey, thanks, the guys. Athletic.com, and his